America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, aside from what you guys are discussing, you've got the baseball GM meetings in San Antonio, and we got some NFL stuff. Other than that, not a whole hell of a lot. I'll give you Brian Cashman, just because obviously Juan Soto is the big story this offseason. The obvious question and answer, yeah, of course we want to get the guy back.
We certainly have an interest in retaining him. And we'll put our best foot forward there. But at the same time, you know, that'll either lead to us retaining him and signing him back, or you know, we'll be forced to go to a different direction if we can.
Here we go again. Another full off season of
Yeah, kind of. But with that answer, the name Pete Alonso then comes up.
Yeah, interesting.
Like, if they don't get Soto, so did you mention him? You're talking about Scott Boras, obviously.
Yeah, sure he did. So, there's a lot of high-quality players in this marketplace, and certainly Pete did an amazing job with the Mets. And so, had a brief conversation with Scott about a lot of his – he has a lot of free agents, which is normal, and Pete's one of them. So, yes.
Yes, they did discuss. Now, in terms of David Stearns and the Mets and really free agency, Al was asking me, like, when we think the Soto thing – will happen. Who knows? As Stern says, baseball free agency takes time.
I think the stages were one day in, maybe half a day in. And look, we've had conversations. We're going to continue to have conversations. Tough for me to say exactly where we are.
When did Shohei Ohtani sign with the Dodgers last year?
Was it? It's a good question. I don't
just
like
Google it.
All right, just relax. Will you please? Was it after Christmas? Right?
Don't was it really?
I feel like it was. I feel like...
December 11th.
Oh, it was December 11th. All right, so it was before Christmas. So I feel like the big signings probably happened before Christmas, like the Christmas present for the fan base.
So it used to be, yeah.
That's what it used to be, right?
That's exactly right. A little Christmas tree under the tree you used to hear Mike and Chris talk about.
Christmas present under the tree.
That's right.
Yeah.
What are Met fans or Yankee fans going to open up? Here was... I thought this was a refreshing clip in terms of...
Refreshing?
Yes.
In refreshing. Terms of,
Just one example to the contrary of that, though.
So Bryce Harper, right?
Well, Manny Machado, his first deal, I have to find the Bryce Harper one, but his first deal that he signed, not the extension he just signed, but back in 2019 when he was a free agent at the age of 26, he didn't sign until February 19th.
Wow.
Right, I think Bryce Harper, that was that one year when Bryce came out where nobody was moving. You remember that? Like, there felt like there was
seems
collusion.
Like there's been a lot more of that lately.
That
like,
was February.
That so was Bryce Harper, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I mean, you got recent examples of big free agents taking a long time, and that was actually February 28th. That was later along than even Manny Machado's contract.
And how old was Harper when he signed?
He was 26.
He was 26 when he signed the Phillies,
and so was Manny Machado.
Doesn't like at some point, I know how good Soto is. Soto, so funny. At some point, don't they got to look at me like this guy going? Double what I make? He's
exactly,
doubly the player
well,
I am.
Well, that's what I'm saying about the Yankees. I mean, you have the MVP on the Yankees, the presumptive MVP on the Yankees, and you're going to pay him twice as much?
Well, that's what we said yesterday when we were talking about the contract and what Bryce Harper makes AAV-wise, and we're talking 5 years later, and the guy's going to get more than double per year?
Well, we're paying twice as much for eggs, so...
Okay. Here's Dana Brown.
Well, that's about to change.
I bring this up.
We'll see.
I bring this up because you mentioned this guy for maybe the Mets or the Yankees, Alex Bregman. Well, the Astros are dealing with him as a free agent, and much like the Yankees wanting to retain Soto, here's Dana Brown, the Astros GM.
We'd love for him to stay here. We feel like, you know, there's a good chance we're going to get something done. And so the conversations back and forth with Scott have been quite interesting, so we're optimistic.
How does Scott Boras keep it straight?
Yeah, I don't know, but I will say this, that Houston definitely has the advantage with Texas no state tax. Definitely an advantage for them, Jerry.
We know it's an advantage. We have heard players actually say that now since you brought that up, yes.
1,000 times. That is very, very I'm going to keep doing it, too. Sorry.
All right.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
An NFL trade deadline, the Jets sending Mike Williams to the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers was on McAfee when all this happened. His thoughts on Williams?
Yeah, Mike's a good guy. He'll be good in that locker room. Obviously, got a lot of great veteran leadership. He's had a nice career. And sometimes change of scenery is great for certain guys. I mean, she was great for me. It was fun. Kind of get re-enthused.
And now he can go play for Mike Tomlin. He says, not a
what?
Shock.
Re-enthused? What?
Yeah, I guess he wasn't enthused here. I mean, he hated
I
Mike
thought
Williams.
He was talking about Aaron Rodgers. Because at the end he says, it's been great for me. I thought he meant he's been re-enthused by being here.
But he was saying that Mike Williams will be re-enthused he was.
Yeah, okay. True.
So eventually this was going to happen. I think we all felt that way as soon as Davante Adams was here. And I guess the Jets were just holding out to see what they could get for him. And a fifth-round pick ain't bad.
Well, there's 2 things that happened. Davante Adams got traded here, and Aaron Rodgers blowtorched.
Mike Williams. Yes. Yeah, we know that.
Publicly.
Very true. Yeah. No reason to play the other Rodgers one because he said exactly what you just said. So there you have it. The Giants did not make a deal, but they released punter Matt Hawk and cornerback Nick McCloud. Here was Jermaine Illuminor with BT and Sal.
Oh, they just basically cut both of those.
Yes. Incorrect. Here was Illuminor. So what is the issue with this team? Because they don't win a lot of games. Although they seem to be in them, they don't finish them.
This team is just a young team. And, you know, Burns said it best. I think that we just have a lot of growing up to do. A lot of maturing.
And he says that part of the game is on us.
Once you get to the NFL, the thing that you have to learn is now that you're here, you can't, just because you're a rookie or you're a second-year guy, you're a third-year guy, or a fourth-year guy, yeah, you're young. But in NFL years, you have to grow up.
And they haven't done that quick enough. And CBS Sports Network is showing the Commanders and the Giants. The Commanders, according to many, a very sought-after team that players want to play for.
Well, Marshawn Lattimore is going there now.
He is.
Good trade for them. He got them from the New Orleans Saints.
Yep.
Saints feel like, you know, every year they have salary cap constraints and all sorts of messes because they keep pushing it down the road. So maybe the Saints are going to start anew here. I'm surprised they didn't trade more guys, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, there was certainly movement, but it was not a crazy day in the league. We did find out the Cowboys are putting Dak Prescott on injured reserve, which we know. So Cooper Rush will be the quarterback. Ugh. I figure you would love this.
They got a new wide receiver, too, right?
Yeah, Mingo. Jerry Jones was asked on The Fan in Dallas, could you give Trey Lance a start here down the road?
Let's just don't dismiss the possibility of doing anything. And the going with has a past tense aspect to it that I wouldn't recognize. You, it's not impossible to incorporate some of the skills that we might get from both quarterbacks.
I don't know what they are going to do going forward, but I will have more on Dak next hour because a former NFL player used the word blowtorched.
Yes.
Blowtorched him yesterday. I just got to edit it, so I will have that for you next hour.
So what are we going to see on Thanksgiving? Cooper Rush
against
Trey
the Giants?
Lance against Tommy DeVito, maybe?
Maybe.
It's possible, yeah.
Wow. I mean, this is basically
you choke on your stuffing.
It's too bad they can't flex that game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
We're not the Lions have been crappy for years. We always watch them on Thanksgiving.
We do. That's
once
true.
In a while, you got to watch the crappy
Cowboys.
By the
way, you never know. Maybe a great game.
It could be. And the Cowboys could win some games here. Maybe the Giants turn things around here. Who knows?
You can't even get through
around.
That.
I don't know. It's like turn around a battleship.
I don't know. What can I tell you? I mentioned how far the Commanders have risen in the way people look at them. How about how far the Raiders have fallen? This was Chad Ochocinco on the Nightcap podcast. As he and Shannon were discussing, Shannon asked him the three teams that the players don't want to play for at this point.
Carolina first, and then Cleveland, after Cleveland, the Raiders.
The silver and black.
I don't know, Vegas. People want to go to Vegas. They just need to button it up out there. They need to clean house. Telesco will clean house, and they'll start over the new coach, and they'll have hopefully a high draft pick where they'll be able to get their quarterback of the future. But they hired Norv Turner, brought him in.
Yeah.
Nice fresh look at things. Jesus.
I mean, what's wrong with being 70? What's no, being like, you know, a fresh set of eyes?
Yeah, I
and
get
plus
it.
Plus, his son is on that staff.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Is that
yes.
true?
Oh, okay.
Yes. He's going to be more involved now in the offense.
A little package deal.
Where does that in? What's wrong with that? Bring your dad to work day.
There you go. Is he really 70, Norv? I mean, it was the Cowboys in the mid-90s.
I think like 72, yeah.
Is he really?
Thank you.
Just Google it.
And wasn't he doing...
What do you want, Al?
Because in a few years, he's going to run for president.
Right, exactly.
Wasn't he doing, or was it Wonstadt that was doing the Fox pre-show?
It was Wonstadt.
It was Wonstadt. Okay.
Wonstadt.
NBA tonight, the Knicks back in action. They're 3-3, take on the 3-5 Hawks in Atlanta. The league did suspend Joel Embiid 3 games for the shoving incident with the reporter from last week.
That's unbelievable. Like when you're that big, I mean, to shove a reporter and you only get 3 games?
Yeah, according to the people that were there, it wasn't
more
like
he put his hand on him.
It was like
so.
Not like a super violent right. shove. It was more like just like a hand on the shoulders, like a little quick push.
Right.
So it was like with the level of the shove, it was like a...
Yeah. Listen, you shouldn't be putting your hands on a reporter, but it wasn't like he
didn't shove him into a locker.
Shoved him into a locker.
It wasn't like a 90% shove. It was more like a 10% shove. Is that what you're saying? A
little 10% shrug, yeah.
I mean, putting your hands on a reporter.
I think this was too touchy feeling.
A professional athlete is not the right thing to be doing.
Well, and he would say.
I mean, you know how many times I want to strangle Rich Samini and I never did?
And I think what Embiid was saying.
Or punch Mark Canizaro right in the face and I never did.
You broke Chernoff's ribs and they gave you a raise.
Story. And he gave me a raise, by the way. Yes. And then I wrapped them up in tinfoil.
That's right. That was fun. That was a fun day.
Rutgers plays their season opener against Wagner tonight on the fan on 6:60 a.m. tonight at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, excuse me.
But you're on the fan?
Yeah. The Rutgers basketball this year, yeah, because of the 880 deal.
Oh.
So Rutgers football and basketball on the radio station now. Yeah, I thought you knew that.
I should have known that. Maybe I wasn't paying attention, or maybe Al didn't tell me.
Al didn't tell you.
No, Al's the producer. He usually tells us things that are going on around here.
That is true. He does do that. And the Islanders with a big win.
Horvat 0 for 1 this season. Coming in, throws the snow up, and went one hand and tucked it through.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was the only goal in the shootout as the Islanders win the game 4-3. J.G. Pageau with the game-tying goal in
I gotta
the third.
Try that.
Brendan, are you still playing?
Yes. I got to try this move right here. I think I can do that.
That's pretty good. Brendan Burke with the
call. It take you 30 minutes.
It take you 30 minutes to get your ass off the ice.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not trying, though.
The Islanders now 5-6-2 with the win.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.